relate. Series on relationships, friendships. We'll have a message on husband-wife relationship and things like that. We're going to do that over the next several weeks. We'll take a little bit of a break and talk a little, you know, about the resurrection and Jesus giving his life for us as we get a little bit closer to Easter. But we're in a series on relationships from the Bible, though. This isn't some self-help talk time with Uncle Gary. The Word of God. What's the Bible say about me having friends and making friends and being a friendly person and relating with other people? Okay? I'm a child of God. Am I called just to, you know, sit in my house, lock myself in a room, not ever touch people, be a blessing to people? That's not what God called you for. Now, if that's what you think you're called to, may as well ask him, go and call your own home. Why are you here? Why did he leave you here on this planet? If you're not going to be kind and friendly and reach out and share the light, love of Jesus and the light of the gospel can shine through your life, why are you here? Amen? It's ugly, ain't it? Come on. Amen? So let's talk about friendships. Last week we jumped into it. Talked a little bit about friends that you don't need, the violent, different things like that. Today, we're going to take it further. We're going to look at some friends that you do need. We're going to see some things that hurt friendships. We're going to see some things that are going to help friendships. Y'all cool? Say. Ready to go? Let's roll. Here we go. Iron sharpens iron. That's what the scripture says about a friend. Okay? Iron sharpens iron. And that's what a friend does to a friend. A real friend is not a pushover. A real friend is equal. A real friend is like iron. You're iron, they're iron, and they can sharpen you. Amen? And can sharpen the countenance of a friend, the Bible says. A friend should be somebody that can bring a smile on your face, bring a little brightness in your eyes, and vice versa. But a friend should be able to talk to you too. Well, I can't believe you said that to me and you're my friend. Well, your life's going off a cliff, I'm going to tell you. Why? Because I'm your friend. Amen? That's the way friends are. Iron sharpens iron. That's what this little talk is called. Pop it up. Friends you do need. We've looked at ones you don't need a little bit. Let's look at some that you do need, and then we'll turn ugly in just a little bit. Here we go. Let's pop it up. Wise. Can you say that with me? Wise. I need people in my life who are wise, who are smart. I need people like that. What's the Bible say? He that walks with wise men shall be what? Wise. Well, I just like hanging out with the fool. Well, guess what? A companion of fools shall be what? Destroy. I need people in my life who are wise, who have wisdom, who can make good choices. If you want to hang out with just losers, expect to be a loser. You listening? Yes or no? Well, they're my favorite friends. All my losers. Well, you're going to be a loser. Have some people in your life that are wise. I'm not saying everybody's got to have a 4-year degree or 8-year college education. I'm not saying that. But I mean some people in your life who are wise. You can ask them what they think, and it's probably going to be pretty good advice. Amen? Okay, that's who we need in our life. I need some people that are wise. And by the way, that's the kind of a friend I need to be to my friends, right? Say, I need to be wise. Not a wise guy, but to be in tune with sense and reality and with the Lord and can make good decisions. Friends I do need. Wise. How about this one? Say it with me. Loving. I need people like that in my life who are loving. A friend does what? Loves at all times. And a brother's born for adversity. So a friend loves. That's the kind of friend I need in my life. I count so many of you as my friends. You love me. And it was hard me being an old rough old boy from the country to ever even acknowledge, that men love me. Because you sound sort of sissified or something if you say such a thing. Amen? But I'm so glad that God has given me so many friends that love me. I need love. That was something in my life I guess I just didn't have. Even though I've got this and I've got some abilities and talents God's given me, I understand that. And I got some of those. I believe it. But you know what? What good is all that if you don't have love? You know? That's the kind of friend I need. It's the kind of friend I need to be. I need to love people. We need to love one another. Y'all listening, say. It's the kind of friends that we need to be. And God's brought so many of you in my life that love me. And I'll pray with those guys out in the truck. Big, strong men, successful men. And I'll hear them pray. I'll see them weep. And I'll hear them tell God, I love my pastor. And it took me a while because for the first year I thought they were lying. But they mean it. And it's true. And it's changed my life. See, when you love somebody and somebody loves you, it can change your life. Change who you are. Friends like that. Amen? Loving. Oh, that's the kind of church we need to be. Y'all listening? Say. If we're that kind of church. Yeah, come on, praise the Lord with me. That's the kind of church we need to be. Amen. Come on. Why? Because people need that. Well, we'll just tell them about Jesus and we'll save them from hell. Amen. But you know what? They still live on planet Earth. And they need changing. They're a lot like the preacher who needs changing so that I can be everything I can be for the Lord. But if I'm feeling unloved or people here are feeling unloved, you're just like locked up, man. You're in a prison. But when you can be loved and it can ever hit your noggin that I am loved, your mouth will start opening up praising the Lord. Start giving him the credit because you'll see, wow, I used to be like this and now look, I'm this way. But it's love that's done that in my life. Loving. The friendship that can cease has never been what? Real. Well, I had a friend and they did that. Well, good chance they weren't your friend anyway. That's hard to swallow, isn't it? But if somebody can just cut you off like that, not care for you, not be your friend, not hang in there with you, not struggle with you, good chance they haven't been your friend anyway. Okay? We're talking about friendships and relationships and relating. Keep looking. Loyal. Friends need to be what? Loyal. If you're a backstabbing friend, you're no friend. You're pitiful and no one needs you. That's not the way friends are. Amen? Yes or no? Say. Yeah, about three of you. You think you ought to be loyal as a friend? Yes or no? Come on, praise the Lord with me. You ought to be loyal. Look, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there's a friend that sits closer than a brother. I believe that's also talking about Jesus, but I believe that's talking about real friends. When going gets tough and tough, you know, and other people leave you, that friend's still there. How about when you do something wrong? Okay? Hey, it's a friend ought to tell you to face. You screwed up. You're wrong. Doesn't mean I don't love you. Doesn't mean I'm not going to stay with you. But you screwed up and you're wrong. I'm not saying a friend has to rubber stamp all your stupidity. No, that's not what a friend does, but a friend is born for adversity. A friend loves at all times. If I'm really a friend. Churches are the worst ever at this. I've seen it in my life. I have pastors whose lives are a wreck. Because people will come here and, oh, I love the preacher. And about a year later, 6 months later, he didn't shake their hand. He didn't part his hair right. That's why I've gone bald. Anyway, listen. And they leave and it devastates the pastor because they're working with people who are disloyal. Want to be loyal people. Amen? Say. That's why I tell you all the time, your pastor's screwed up, so it shouldn't surprise you when I screw up. Thank you there. No, I don't walk on water. Amen? Angels don't cut my yard, cut my grass, just like you. Struggle just like you, married just like you, father just like you. See, sometimes preachers' kids even, they're supposed to be this saintly little kids. Well, how is it that my kids aren't? I have to be that way, but yours don't? Say, where'd that come from? Y'all, can you help me on that one, yes or no? So I'm not going to live by that standard. Good, bad, or ugly. I'm not, because it's not realistic. Amen? We set these things up in people, and they'll be our friend as long as they're up here on this pedestal. But when they fall off this thing we've made up, this misbelief, this imaginary thing we put on them, they're not our friend anymore. Well, what it is, you're just disloyal. I don't need a bunch of people in my life like that. My life will be a train wreck every week. Loyal. A real friend is someone who walks in when the rest of the world walks out. I think that's one of the beautiful things I love about Fellowship Church, is because at a time in my life when I was low, I had people that stuck by me. And really, this ministry, with God's help, was built on the backs of people like that. And I still see them here. And now many of them aren't like my friends. They're not my friends anymore. They're family. There's people in this church I'd probably cut my arm off for. And there's people in here that probably cut their arm off for me. That's loyal. That's crazy. You know what I mean? I hope neither of us have to have our arm cut off, okay? Just talking, language, painting a picture. Loyal. Let's do a little quick test. Come on. Have you been hurt by somebody in your life who's been disloyal? Can I see your hands in the house this morning? It even hurts to think about it, doesn't it? The pain. I'm a Christian. I have the Holy Spirit, the living God. Regardless of what I've done in my past or who I've been in my past, I can be a good friend. I can be loyal. Amen? With His help, I can be that for you, God, to someone else. Amen? Friends you do need. Say it with me. Honest. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. I need friends, and I need to be the kind of friend that's honest. I need to be able to be the kind of preacher that's honest. When I get up here on the platform, I can preach the truth, the word. Well, you hurt my feelings. You offended me. Well, maybe you need to grow up. Amen? I mean, we need to be honest, right? Say. I mean, I know I'm hard. That's sort of who I am. But I want to be an honest friend. Amen? It's not always easy being an honest friend. But just to kiss up, that's where that idea came from. The kisses of an enemy, kissing up. That's gonna fail you one of these days if you're a kiss up all the time. Excuse me. It's going to fail you. Being kind, being nice, saying nice things is all good. But saying it when you know it's something else and you're being deceitful, it's going to come back to bite both of you in the rear end. Excuse me. Is that true? Yes or no? Sure it is. Only your real friend tells you when your face is what. And I'm going to go ahead and be ugly. Here we go. We had prayer time the other day. One of the fellows I prayed with, when we got out, his zipper was down. I said, "Your zipper's down." I didn't like telling him his zipper was down. I don't even like looking at zippers. Excuse me. And I told him, "You know I'm your real friend if I tell you that." Amen? That's the point. Only a real friend would tell you when they love something. You know what I'm saying? They care about you enough to just like, they just care about you. Whereas somebody else will just let you walk by looking like a fool. Friend takes that time. Isn't that crazy? Friends I do need. Counselor. I need a friend like that. I need friends in my life who can counsel me, who can give me. That goes back to that wisdom thing. But not every wise person can really console and help. But this kind of friend I need. Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart. So the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty what? Counsel. If you've got to dominate the relationship, the friendship, and it's always your way or the highway, and nobody can talk into your life, that's a problem. Amen? We shouldn't be sitting on dead ready to criticize people. Don't get me wrong. But we ought to be able to have friends and to be the kind of friend that's open to our friend for some hearty counsel. Amen? Don't you wish something you did in your life that screwed your life up? Don't you wish some friend would have come into your life and would have said, "Don't do that! I'm not going to let you do that! I love you too much to see you screw up your life!" Don't you wish you had a friend like that? Say, hearty counsel. It's good. Amen? Not petty mess, but real stuff. You understanding better? Iron sharpens iron, say. I mean, I thought a friend was just like, hi. No. Friendship goes deeper than that. If I'm going to relate with people, if I'm going to be their friend, I'm going to open my heart up to them. Yeah, you can get hurt. Yeah, a lot of things can happen when you're a friend. But I'm willing to take that risk. I'm willing to take that chance because I'm not complete if I don't have friends in my life. Amen? Y'all probably thought I was going to church. I'm hearing some kind of friendship talk. Has there been scripture on the screen? Yes or no? I didn't make this up. The old me would have said, I could give a rip if you have a friend or not. Quit talking to me. Get out of my life. I don't even need to see you. But the Spirit of God, man, who lives inside of me, has called me to preach, says, you know, you preach this word, baby, because that's what people need. It'll help them with their friendships, relationships. It's powerful stuff in this book. Things that hurt our friendship, and we're going to sort of scoot a little bit, Rog. Here we go. Pop it up. Gossip. You want to hurt your friendship? Gossip about your friend. He that covers a transgression seeks love, but he that repeats a matter separates very friends. You want to hurt your friendship? Gossip. Talk about your friend to somebody else. Amen? If somebody will come up to you and talk to you about somebody else, guess what? They're most likely talking about you to somebody else. You want to hurt your friendship? Be a whisperer. Talk like that. You want to hurt this church? You want to hurt Fellowship Church? It's the kryptonite to the preacher. I'll tell you right now. It is. It's the kryptonite. Talk about me. Talk about Joy. Talk about my children in this community, and you'll see it drive me to my knees. It hurts, man, doesn't it? Say. Stand up. Don't do that. Somebody's going to gossip to you. Here's two good words. Shut up. Why not? I'm not going to listen to that. It separates very friends. How many have ever known a church because of gossip split the church wide open? Can I see your hands? That's sad, isn't it? Horrible. Hold on to your friends. Say it with me. With what? Both hands. That's how you should cherish a friend. Next time your lips want to talk about them, remember that. Instead of two lips doing this, I ought to have two hands that's holding on to them. Fussing hurts friendships. Fussing. Now this stuff will work in marriage. All this stuff on the screen will work in your marriage too. Fussing. The beginning of strife is as when one lets out water. I'll let you figure that out. Therefore, leave off contention before it's meddled with. What's that talking about? Listen, strife between friendships, fussing, you get together and you're going to fuss. You're not going to have friendship very long if you do that. Always fussing. Kills a marriage too, right? Say. Fussing. I love you. I'm your friend. No, you're not. You're fussing at me all the time. Drive you crazy. Oh, I love this one. Loitering. You want to hurt your friendship? Pop this. Withdraw thy foot from thy neighbor's house, lest he be weary of you and hate you. What does that mean? You ever had people in your life that just come and plop down? Go home. I'm not saying we don't like them, but loitering, just hanging around. It takes more to be a friend than just park. Right? Say, if you do that, you're killing your friendship. Walk around Walmart. Do something else. Go somewhere else. Amen. Come on. I know that's ugly. That's the Bible. The Bible says that. Okay, keep looking. Nosiness. I didn't know how else to say it. Nosiness. He that passes by and meddles with strife, belonging not to him, is like one that takes a dog by the ears. A pit bull. Amen? What am I talking about? As a friend, you're not called to be sticking your nose into your friend's business all the time. Nosiness. Always want to know what they're doing. Always sticking your nose in where it don't belong. Yes or no? Say. We do this. This isn't just about other people that do this. This is about us who do this. We don't belong doing that. That's not our job as a friend to keep sticking my nose into their family, into their children, into their life, into their finances, into their buying this house. They're going to buy this car. They're going to do this. They're going to do this. Get away! Nosiness kills friendships. Prankster. What do I mean? As a madman who casts firebrands, arrows, and death, so is a man that deceives his neighbor and says, am I not just playing with you? If you have a friend, you shouldn't be playing with them all the time, pulling pranks on them, giving them wedgies, noogies, whatever. The point is, friends are to be cherished. Friends are to be held on with both hands, not to be made the butt of your jokes. Not everybody's going to be this, as loud as me and maybe vocally like I am. They're going to be, we're all made different. Somebody like me can just really run with my mouth and really control and just really just say things. Got to watch that. Amen? You might play around and trick around and mess around with some people, but I'm telling you what, your friends, you ought to cherish them. Or you'll find that they're just going to keep getting hurt so much by your comments and your game playing, they're going to go, you know what? I found some other friends. Or worse yet, who knows what they might become. Devastated. Over something so silly. Never hurt your friends. Say it with me. Not even in a joke. That doesn't mean you can't have fun, you can't play. Don't get me wrong. I think you know where I'm talking about, right? Bullying. As coals are to burning coals and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. Bullying your friends. Now, we're grown in here, most of us. But we shouldn't be bullying our friends. People that push and shove and just shove their way in. And they always shove my way in because that's the way I am. Ideas, you can come in with your ideas, and people ain't wanting to know your ideas right now. But you can shove, you can take over, you can be a person that's always taking over everything. You understand? Yes or no? And you wonder, I'm a nice person, I'm this and that. No, you're alone because you're just a bully all the time. Tough stuff this morning. But the Bible says iron sharpens iron. So that is sort of tough, isn't it? Iron. I can't think of anything much harder than that. Ouch. Last thing is this. Things that help friendships, and we're going to fly through and we're done. Let's just pop them up. How can I help my friendships? Be a person who pleases the Lord. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. You start living your life to please Jesus and see what happens in your friendships. Number two, be quick to show love. He that's hatred stirs up strife, but love covers sin. You start being quick to show love to people and forgiveness to people and kindness to people and see how much more you might have friends and be a better friend. Be slow to anger. Better's a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. Work on that. Walk away. Slow down. Watch your mouth. Nobody likes me. It might be that you need a little work. Avoid fussing. It's an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be what? Meddling. Avoid that if you want to increase your friendships. Be slow to not only anger, but be slow to what? Answer. He that answers a matter before he hears it is folly and shame to him. I am guilty of that at times. I'm guilty of all this mess on the screen. Why? Because it's my message. Who you think I looked at when I did this? Clark screwed up. Yeah. Avoid always giving a quick answer. Speak what? Kindly. A soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Shoot. Would you say it with me? Shoot straight. Be a straight shooter. People admire that in people. He that rebukes a man afterwards shall find more favor than he that flatters with the tongue. Oh, you're so great. I think it's a great idea what you're thinking. And in his life goes off a cliff. You know who he's going to come back and say? He's going to say, why weren't you there for me? Why didn't you tell me not to do this? I thought I'd hurt your feelings. That's what friends do sometimes. Iron sharpens iron. Amen? Here's what Jesus said. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Would you say that with me? Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Amen. Let's stand together. Praise the Lord this morning. We want to have a closing prayer this morning. Thank you for listening today. I hope you receive this today. The Word of God into your life. Would you just bow your heads with me? And I'm going to close out of this service. And I'd like to close it out today like this. That last verse, Jesus says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Jesus Christ gave his life for you. He is a friend that sits closer than the brothers. Nobody loves you like Jesus loves you. And I'd like to give you an opportunity this morning. If you're not a Christian, the Bible says if you'll confess Jesus with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you'll be saved. You'll be a Christian. You must confess Him and believe in Him. And I'll at least be able to give you that opportunity today. And I'm not going to come bother you. But right where you stand, I'd like to lead you in a prayer like I prayed years ago. And I told Jesus that I believed in Him. And I asked Him to forgive me. And maybe I can lead you in that prayer today. And you can pray that to Him. Just with heads bowed this last minute. I'm running late, but we'll live. Amen. Is there anybody in the room today say, Pastor, and I'm not going to come embarrass you, but I'd like to say a prayer like that and tell Jesus I believe in Him with you today, silently right where I stand. Is there some in the room that would say that? I'd like to do that with you, Pastor. Praise God. Somebody else in the house today? Thank you. Anybody else? Whether you raised your hand or not, that's not going to deter me. We're going to pray anyway. Amen? If you'll be honest and sincere before the Lord, He laid down His life for you. He loves you. Regardless of how unloved you've been or felt, He cares for you. And I just would like to lead you in a prayer where you can tell Him that you believe in Him and appreciate Him. Amen? Would you pray with me just silently right where you stand? Lord Jesus, talk to Him. Amen. I know I've sinned. I ask for your forgiveness. And I want you to know, Jesus, that I believe in you. I believe you lived, you died on the cross, you rose from the dead for me. And I believe you love me. I believe you're my friend. And I put my faith in you, Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen.